Congratulations, Dave. It was a tough game. What was your feelings on the performance?
Dogged performance. We really dug in the times we had to against a very good team. I think they were possibly on a day that the best team probably lost. But you know, we worked hard as a unit, and you could see really that we were a little bit rusty today. We haven't played enough games, and I thought it showed quite remarkably. But no, the great credits for the lads. At the end of the day, cup games are always about taking your chances. And we've had sort of probably two chances. We've taken one of them today. Lee Walker was always likely to do that, I was very pleased, obviously, with the attitude of the players, because they were dead on their feet, to be honest with you. Like I say, Pete Castle, he's managed to get through. He's had dodgy knees, come back, and he's played, extra time as well. And it's been a tremendous day for the club, because, like I say, we dug in and we ground out a result. And that was the key thing today. Possession don't win you football, putting the ball in the back of the net does. End of story, really.
It's interesting you say about the team feeling a bit rusty, because in the second half, I think it's fair to say Lark Hall were on top, but you seem to come out during extra time as the team in the ascendancy. Was it something that you said to them, or is it just as they kind of got more into the game, they kind of grew in confidence?
Well, I think what it is, it's, you're going into extra time. In fairness, Lark Hall, they tired as well in certain areas, and you're always in with a shout, especially with the amount of players. We've got goal scorers, natural goal scorers, and while they're on the pitch, obviously, we're still a threat. And I think the lads knew that. But let's make no bones about this. The team that was going to score the goal was going to win the game today. The first goal, that was it. One goal difference between the two teams was about right, really. But like I say, from if I was a neutral watching, I would say probably Lark Hall had a better possession. But like I said, possession don't win your matches, and sometimes. We've had that before where we've been a better team, but we've come out losers. And it's really about just getting through to the next round. That's all we can do, and that's all what we've done.
You mentioned the next round there. You've got a home tie to look forward to. At what stage do you start to think about what's at the end of it and a trip to Wembley? Is it something that you've started to consider already?
No, not really. I mean, I said to the guys in the changing room, it's important to enjoy today. We've got Moneyfields away on Thursday. We've got to look at the next round against Wych Beach. And all right, they've lost 10 games, but like I say, any team that gets through to the quarterfinals, you've got to take serious. And like I say, commiserations to Lark Hall. I thought, obviously, we're the first team to beat them this year. And we drew after 90 minutes. That was a key thing as well. We hung in there for the last 10 of that first 90. But, talking about the next round is a little bit dangerous, because, we just want to sort of enjoy tonight, really. The camaraderie between the management coaches and team is quite strong. So I expect everybody to be out on the town tonight and let them enjoy that. And, Thursday, we've got a very important game, league game, against Moneyfields away. So that's the next game. So that's the most important one.
Obviously, having dropped down a league, how important is the FA Vars to you guys now?
It's not, dropping down a league was a necessity because of the financial constraints on the club. The FA Vars, obviously, it was important, but that wasn't a factor while we come down. We didn't come down to win the FA Vars, etc., or anything like that. A, I'm not clever enough to think that, and B, it would never happen anyway. FA Vars is obviously it's an attractive trophy. It's a great end result, but we've got three games between now and then. We've got a quarter final if we win that, and then a two-leg semi-final. So we're a long ways off yet, but it's getting closer. And let the lads enjoy it. They've earned it. They've worked their socks off today. I think it's great for Southampton that we're still in the cup. That's the main thing. But like I say, got to feel a little bit for Lark Hall, but it's happened to us before.